This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
I've hardly slept since my uncle's shocking confession. How he lures ships onto the rocks and drowns women and children. Today, however, I have escaped, and I'm on my way with Jem to the horse market in Launceston.
It's Christmas Eve, Mary. Why so quiet? What's happened?
Nothing.
You look tired.
My uncle has been drinking and talking. I know about the wrecks, Jem.
And you think I must be involved?
There are gaps in the story, and you fit into them.
So you think I watch men and women drown and then steal from their dead bodies? I may have taken some tobacco sometimes from the inn, but I've never killed a man.
Can I believe him?
If you don't believe me, why have you come with me today?
I like your bright eyes.
Look, James, that pony looks just like Beauty, except Beauty was grey. How much is she?
She's not for sale. I promised her to a friend.
How much does your friend want?
30 guineas.
Well, I'm Mrs. Bassett. I'd like to buy her for my children for Christmas. I'll give you 35.
Okay, she's yours.
Here. My man James will ride her home.
Oh, Jem Merlin, you should be ashamed.
Quick, Mary, stand under here. I'll keep you warm. We'll get soaked if we go back tonight. Stay with me in Launceston tonight.
No, I've been foolish enough today.
All right. I'll get the horse. Wait here.
He is rude, a thief, and a liar. He might even be a murderer. And yet, if he wasn't so much like his brother, I could fall in love with him. Where is he? He left over 30 minutes ago. I'll ask that horse seller over there. Excuse me, have you seen Jem Merlin?
The man with the black pony? I saw him with another man. They left in a carriage.
Oh no! Did they discover that the pony was stolen? Now I'm sorry I didn't agree to stay in Launceston with him. He went to get the horse to take me home, and now he's gone. What shall I do? Perhaps someone will let me sleep on their floor.
Hello, Mary. What are you doing here on Christmas Eve?
Oh, Vicar, it's you.
Come, I'll take you home.
Once again, I tell him my story. The market, Jem's disappearance. His glass eyes show no expression.
You are young. Don't cry over him. Am I right that it's quiet at Jamaica Inn?
My uncle has been drinking. He talks. Vicar, do you know what wreckers are? I tell him what my uncle told me. About using lights to bring ships onto the rocks. The dead women and children. The stolen cargo.
So your uncle talks when he's drunk, does he? Well, there won't be any more wrecks. The government is putting officers on the coast to keep watch. I'll get off here. The driver will take you home. Good night, Mary.
Hold right there!
What's happening?
Don't move an inch. We've got guns, don't move.
A gun is pointing at me. I see a face I recognise. The eyes look crazy and mad. It can only be one person.
Get out! Aye. So you've come back. What do you think you're doing at this time of night? On the road? Being with a man, I suppose.
Don't touch me! You're a murderer and a thief, and I've been to Launceston today to inform on you.
Get back, you fools! She's lying. Get the horse, Harry. The wind has changed. We'll use it. So, Mary, you think you can inform on me so I'll hang? You're coming with us! We might not get far, but we won't stay here waiting to be caught. Away!
Where are we going? I don't know. But I can see from the look in my uncle's eyes that something very bad is going to happen. Join me next time and find out exactly how bad things get when I discover what Joss and his gang of bad men really get up to.